And we end All Tech Considered with a new idea we call Game Changer. We'll hear about the innovators behind one concept, one invention, one tool that altered or may alter the way the world works.
My name is Doug Wilson, and I'm the director of Linotype the Film. The Linotype is this massive machine that produced printable type for newspapers. Before the Linotype, you had to use people standing at cases, grabbing pieces of type one at a time out of a case. And this machine created an entire line of type at once. That's why it was called the Linotype. And it just exploded printing and exploded communication in a way that we can only now kind of understand through the internet or through Twitter or Facebook or things like that. The Linotype is a combination between a typewriter, a pop machine, and a backhoe. The Linotype was invented by Ottmar Mergenthaler, a German immigrant. He invented the machine in 1886, and it immediately exploded. There were thousands of people that were trying to invent a mechanical typesetting machine, but Mergenthaler was the genius that actually made it work. The Linotype works on the process of moving these small brass pieces around the machine, and these pieces are molds of a letter, and they're about the size of a postage stamp, and the entire machine is to move these brass matrices around the machine. These molds are made into printable type because the machine pumps molten metal into these molds and thus creates a line of type. The Linotype allowed for a daily newspaper. Before the Linotype, most small towns only had a weekly newspaper, so you were getting week-old news. And then all of a sudden, you're getting day-old or sometimes even hour-old news. That's a massive change in how we receive and communicate with each other.
That's Doug Wilson on the game-changing invention of Linotype. Wilson is director of Linotype, the film.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic online backup to protect photos, music, and other computer files from loss. Details at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.